Welcome to the Her Vibe is Pretty podcast, where you'll be guided on how to step up into your evolved woman,
design your dream life, and start living it.
Let's get vibey.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to this week's episode of Her Vibe is Pretty. Sarah, what are you feeling vibey about these days?
Well, as of today, right now, it is Zach's birthday. So I'm feeling vibey about that. Yeah, I love birthdays. I am a huge advocate of celebrating people, things, accomplishments when we can. I was just talking to my members and clients of my Awaken container last night about amplifying the good feelings when they're here. So I feel like it's very innate for our survival minds to focus on the negative, to feel bad feelings. When you feel a bad feeling, it's super easy to get stuck in that.
Right.
Yet when we feel a good feeling, we don't think twice about how can I amplify this? How can I hold on to it longer? But the longer we can hold on to the good feelings, the more the good feelings come, the easier it is to tap into the good vibes. So, you know, some people believe, and it's, I totally respect the belief that when you get older, birthdays aren't as important. They're not as fun, but I don't believe that. I just love celebrating my loved ones. And so yeah, it's his birthday and we're going to do some special things this week. I have some things planned, some surprises planned for him, which I am a huge fan of surprises. And yeah, it's making me feel vibey. That and what I've been saying lately, just the house that we moved into, we finally got a dining room table. So we're not eating on the floor anymore. We are still sleeping on a mattress, but we have a table and things are coming together and yeah, things are feeling good.
Yeah. I love that so much. And I feel like actually the thing I'm feeling vibey about kind of goes hand in hand with what you were just saying. So every month I set monthly intentions and I was in June. So last month I was very, very intentional. Like I'm going to follow this every single day. And I kept it super simple. It was do yoga every day, eat healthy foods, drink lots of water, and simplify. And I am kind of bringing that into this new month because it felt so freaking good to give myself that permission to do less and to take care of my body and make that the priority. And it was such a transformative month that I'm doing the same thing. And so the one thing that I shifted for this month is to savor the present moment. And why I say that goes hand in hand with what you were just talking about is like, how can I find ways to fill the little moments of life with even more enjoyment?
Yeah.
So whether that's like slowly drinking your coffee in the morning, reading a really juicy book just for fun. Like last night, again, small but simple example was like, there are at Costco, there are these chocolate chip cookies that are so good. And we have a couple extra from like the holiday weekend. And so what we do is we like microwave it. So it's like a hot gooey cookie and then put some ice cream on top. So we call them like homemade cookie skillets.
Oh my gosh. Yum.
They're so good. And so I like made myself one of those last night and I was like just sitting at the bar to like just eat it real quick because we were like kind of in the middle of bedtime. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go sit outside and take a breath and enjoy the sunset and eat my cookie skillet.
Yeah.
And it's simple little things like that that are like making my everyday life just feel better and more fun. And really, so like in doing less, I'm like leaning into that. I think that's what I said last episode was what I was feeling vibey about. And I'm still on that. Like not only am I simplifying in like my to-do list and my everyday life and stuff, but I'm like starting to do some decluttering and like putting together a big pile for like donations and, you know, taking some stuff to, what's it called? Plato's Closet and just trying to like declutter the things that like are no longer serving me because they're great things and they can serve someone else. And then also like just decluttering my to-do list, like making time for the things I really want to be spending my time on.
Right.
And enjoying and savoring the moment. It's been a vibe. It's been good.
I feel like it's so important for us as humans to do that very often. What I'm seeing a lot and I'm kind of noticing in my life and clients and in people around me as well is sometimes we get into this idea, this belief that once I'm on the journey to evolution and growth over a lifetime, I'm on it, I'm good. And if there ever comes a point where I need to scale back my to-do list, I must be doing something wrong. And that is so not true. Mm-hmm. Even on these journeys, being devoted to evolution and growth in your mind, body, and spirit, it's still so important to come back home to your body, to ask yourself the question, like, what am I holding on to that's not serving me emotionally, physically? In what ways am I spending my time that's depleting my energy rather than giving me energy? There's nothing wrong with asking yourself that. And it's necessary too. Like, I want you guys to remember that even when we're on these journeys, we still have these survival minds. They're never going to go away. So the survival minds in us, they just tend, especially if you have a pattern of like overdoing it and taking on too much. And
oh my gosh, high, like 100%.
And trying to prove yourself and prove your worth and prove your nothingness. If that's a part of you, it can be so easy to like all of a sudden one day be like, oh my gosh, there's too much. What am I doing wrong? You're doing nothing wrong. It's just the survival mind in you. It's just these patterns coming back up. And every time you ask yourself the question, what can I let go of? I saw this post last night and I shared it. It's like, when old patterns come back up, doesn't mean that you're not healing. It's just that wounding happens in layers, like wounding and trauma and limiting beliefs. They're built in layers. So they need to be worked through in layers as well. That's all that is. So I love that you're bringing that. And it's just so good to come back to routinely, like once a month, once a season, whatever, you know, works for you. Yeah. It's powerful.
It feels really good. So yeah, I've been loving that. That's what I've been feeling vibey about.
Amazing. All right, let's get into it. So today we are talking about how to know if the work is working, which I feel like goes along with what I was just saying. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of times where we'll get caught in these places that it's like, oh my gosh, am I healing? Is this working? It is. So this episode today is to kind of pull those places out in you that the work is working and to help you come back to where the work is working so that you have something to run with, so that you're motivated to continue to work on yourself and grow and evolve.
Yeah. And it kind of goes with like what you were saying too, about taking that time to enjoy it and celebrate it and extend that feeling because it's hard to continue to do something if you're like, is this even working? Like, I feel like I'm the same, but sometimes you need to take that step back and say like, whoa, actually, this is different. This is different. This feels different in my body that I react differently to this. And it's like, those are things to be celebrated, you guys. Right. So we'll share some examples and some things for you to look for in your life to give you that sign that like the work is working.
And you know, I feel like, so I just wrote a post on this morning. I haven't posted it yet, but it's, do you know the real sound with the Apple Pay? It's like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not off the top of my head.
So there's like this Apple Pay sound on reels going around. And I'm watching some of these reels and it's all material things. So it's like, here's my Apple Pay history, all these different shoes, all these different outfits, all these different whatever, material. And I was like, could I jump on this trend? Like, what is my Apple Pay? And I started to sit with it and I'm like, my Apple Pay is coaching programs, therapy, breathwork ceremonies, full moon ceremonies. And I started to think about how it's so innate for us to spend our money on material things. However, happiness and joy and all the feelings we desire, they're not material.
Right.
They're an energy. So why would we ever think that spending on material things, food, booze, and not that it's bad, like I am so about, like, we live in a material world. We are here to enjoy it 120%. And we talk about the when then game a lot. It's not, these material things are not going to create the feelings we actually desire. So exchanging your money for energetic things, like programs that help you grow and evolve, that's what creates the sustainable joy. So when we're talking about how to know that the work is working, to full circle my thought with this, I feel like a lot of the times we're trained when we're little to look for material physical evidence that the work is working. Look for numbers to go down on the scale. Look for your body to look skinnier. Look for more dollars in your bank account. Like, those are just some that come to the top of my mind. Do you have a partner in the material world or do you not? Do you have people asking you out on dates? It's so human for us and conditioned in us to look for material evidence that the work is working. But that's that's not it. Like, that's not it for this kind of work.
100%. Yeah. So I love that you kind of brought that full circle. I also feel like it reminds me of, was it last week's episode or the episode before that, about like looking for things external versus looking internal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if material goods gave us happiness, if that mm-hmm. was the secret, then why are all the richest people in the world not the happiest people in the world?
Not all, but most.
Not yes. all. Yeah. Like, exactly.
We're shifting the paradigm. Like, I am in a huge community right now. We're shifting that, but you're right. I get what you're saying. Like,
yes,
there are, like you can find people who are rich AF and very unhappy. Like, I'm sure everybody knows of somebody or knows somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa. You can find someone who has like very few material possessions mm-hmm. and they are just thriving and living their best life. So the key being that those material goods are not a direct correlation with happiness.
Or the what your body is looking like, or if you have a partner or not. So it's just that a lot of the times, and also like, I feel like this is also conditioned in us because we live in this society. And once again, the paradigm is shifting. We are shifting this. And we live in a society where it's like 9-to-5 job. Here are your goals. Here are your projections. Hit your goals. Hit your projections. Get a promotion. That's proof that you're growing, that you're doing better in life. So that's what's been conditioned in us. Mm-hmm. However, that's, once again, that's not the point for the kind of work we're doing here, for the things that we talk about on Her Vibe Is Pretty, for the work that I lead, Mary, for the work that you lead. It's not, you're not going to have that physical evidence that the work is working. And so that's why it can be easy sometimes to think that it's not, because you're not getting physical proof, but kind of, because we're going to get into this, you feel it. It's like it's a feeling, because it's an energy.
Right.
So let's go into, we're sharing three with you guys today, but before this episode, we came up with like 6 or 7. So there will probably be another one to come in the future.
Yeah. Part two.
But this first one, and I feel like we have talked about this a couple of times on the podcast, but we're just going to shine even more light on it. One of the biggest signs to know that the work is working is when something that used to trigger the frick out of you doesn't anymore. I wanted to say the F word. I'm actually trying to not swear lately. I'm trying to not swear because I want to challenge myself to choose more creative and beautiful words. And here I am saying frick instead of fuck.
Same, because Ava is starting to become this little mini parrot. Like, obviously she's not talking too much, but she's like mimicking things that we do and kind of the sounds that we're making. And so I'm right there with you. I'm like, be a little more careful about this now. So
anyway, things that used to trigger you, they don't anymore. That's like a huge sign that the work is working. So one that when we were chatting in the pre-recording, something that I shared with Mary was that I had this experience recently, this past April, where somebody said something to me, and I actually don't, I'm not going to give the full story right now just because of time, but this woman who was very critical of other women, and I know she's intimidated by me, unfortunately, she said things in the past to me they made me feel bad. But I saw her again in April, and she made a comment to me that the intentions were to make me feel bad. The intentions were kind of to like knock me down and drag me down a bit, because, you know, people who are living from their wounding, that's what they do. They don't feel good enough themselves. Mm-hmm. So they try to tear other people down. And so she made a comment to me, and I could feel the energy of her. It was her trying to get a reaction out of me, her trying to tear me down. And it didn't at all. Like, what she had said to me, I was like, oh yeah, sweet. Thanks. Like, super glad that you shine light on that. Like, awesome. I can't wait to try X, Y, and Z. It was like a product. So in the year prior, so I've only seen this woman a couple of times. In the year prior, I struggled with acne. All right, now I have to go into a little bit of detail to give you guys context. So the year prior, I struggled with acne, and she made a lot of comments about the acne that I was experiencing. And people don't usually do that. Like, so that's rude. Not, they don't usually, but she did. And the year prior, I was a little offended by it. I will say that I was very much so into this journey already. So I wasn't as offended as I would have been like pre-journey. If somebody had said something about my acne, I would have just like been mortified and so upset. But it did get to me a little bit. Now this past year when I saw her, it was my hair. It's got to be something, right? I have a clear face now. So what else is there?
What else just can she pick apart about you? Yeah.
I had just gotten my hair highlighted in Portugal and he didn't do the greatest job. And there was some yellow in my hair, but it was like, I thought nobody else would know. I was like, it was like one of those things where I could see it, but somebody else looking at me wouldn't. And she was basically talking about how awful the yellow in my hair was and how I needed to use her purple shampoo. And instead of getting offended, like there wasn't, and it wasn't from a fake place, right? Because sometimes, and we've talked about this before too, sometimes you can be like, kill them with kindness and just act like it doesn't faze you just to get to them. It wasn't the fake energy. It was genuinely like, there is not one bone or cell in my body that is triggered. And I was like, sweet. So glad you have purple shampoo. Like, I don't like the yellow either. Thank you. And it's so interesting, the dynamic and the energetics that shifted between her and I after that, because she saw that she could feel that it didn't faze me. Mm-hmm. And that was the last thing that she said to me to try to tear me down.
Right. And it's amazing how you can take a step back and you can look and say, like, old me mm-hmm. would have ruined my day mm-hmm. and would have made me feel so self-conscious and so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And then now knew you genuinely in the moment felt okay. You were like, yeah, I don't like it either.
Yeah.
Like that's all that it is. What is it with women commenting on other women's hair? Because that, so I have two examples and I'll share my hair one first. I was doing a Paragon try on in my stories mm-hmm. and my hair is longer than it's ever been right now. And I haven't been to the hair salon in not quite a year, but probably close to about a year. Mm-hmm. So I'm long overdue and I know that, and I don't care because I'm a mom, I'm running a business. Like it's just low on my priority list.
Yeah.
To coordinate, like getting into the salon, having someone watch Ava, all the things. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I know that, but I also don't care. And yeah, got a comment that was like a DM of all the things to comment on was like, you need a haircut really bad. And so again, kind of like I read that and I was like, ugh, you know, but it did not, like I was literally able to laugh about it yeah. and responded back where I was like, LOL, the honesty with like the wide eyed emoji face. And I was like, ... Yes, I know that I need a haircut really bad. Yeah. Like it's okay.
It literally goes back to like, has nothing to do with you and everything to do with her. Because, and that's the thing with, like I said, with that woman I was talking about, it's like when a woman doesn't feel, and you know what, you guys, I used to do this before my journey to healing my wounds of not being good enough and not being worthy. I so used to do this in college. I would, if there was a girl who I, when I compared myself to her mentally, if there was a girl that I, and I could think of multiple right now that I used to do with this with. That I didn't feel like enough when I was comparing myself to her. Pretty enough, cool enough, skinny enough, not a good enough of body. I would tear her down. Not to her face, to other people. And then like with myself, would creep on her Instagram and look for whatever I could. Mm-hmm. And it had nothing to do with her and right. everything to do with me. Because at the time, I didn't feel like I was enough. I didn't feel like I was worthy. I didn't feel like I was pretty enough, skinny enough, whatever, cool enough. And so tearing her down made me feel a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. It's like, that's just living proof. I am living proof. Nothing to do. The girls I used to tear down, nothing to do with them. Everything to do with me and the fact that I didn't feel good enough. Now I don't ever do that. Like I don't do it mentally. I don't do it to other people. I don't talk about other women in that way because I feel like I am enough and I know they are enough. And when people try to do it to me, it doesn't faze me because I know I'm enough mm-hmm. and I know it has nothing to do with me. It's just such a, yeah. So that gives you even more context and examples to work with of how you know the work is working.
Your work is working. And so that brings me to my next example, which I'm pretty sure I shared this on a previous episode. I don't remember when, but this was years and years and years ago, and we were getting ready to go out to eat and we are going to this casual restaurant. I was wearing like leggings and a sweatshirt. And as we were leaving, Jake was like, is that what you're going to wear? In that moment, like I'll never forget, in that moment, I had this like light bulb moment, like old me would have been crushed and ruined and I would have held it in and I would have created a big fight and had an attitude all during dinner, caused a big fight when we got home about that. But genuinely in the moment, I was able to laugh and be like, oh, well, not anymore. Let me go put something else on. And I was able to change and we left and we had so much fun. And like, it was, and it was all because, and so I was like thinking back to this, like knowing that we were going to talk about this on the episode is like, mm-hmm. this was around the time when I started my yoga practice. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of big shifts. Like when I first started, that's what really hooked me was like, I thought yoga was going to be this like cool, trendy workout to do. And it just became so much more for me because I started to like breathe in situations that would stress me out. And I learned how to like love my body exactly the way that it was and show up exactly as I am. And like, have more grace and love for myself, have more grace and love for those around me. And so like, when the yoga practice was helping me embody those things so that when I got in a situation where Jake says something like, oh, that's what you're wearing, I knew he didn't mean any harm by it. Like I had that grace. I was able to take that breath and be like, he's just asking a question. And I was giving it, old me would have given it way more meaning than it had.
Yeah.
But I was able to realize that in the moment and everything was okay.
Yeah. I love
you
it.
Know, and like that, that to me was like such a big sign, like the work is working. Totally. This, like we, when I say that like yoga transformed my relationship with him, like that's a really good example of what I mean. Like,
yeah,
that would have like thrown a whole, you know, ruined the whole night where I was doing the work. It was working. I was embodying it and we had an amazing time.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our first one. When triggers, some things that used to trigger you do not trigger you anymore. Mary, give us our next tip or next sign that we're going
to
work
with. Next sign is when comparison to other people shows you what is possible instead of what you are lacking.
This one's so good.
This is a really big one. And I know this one hits home for me a lot because it's so easy. We have an entire episode on this, like getting caught up in the comparison game, the comparison trap of like looking at those around you and like seeing people who like have the things you want and are like achieving the goals you want and like all the things and like you don't have it. And then now you're like feeling resentful and you're getting into the scarcity mode. And it's just like this downward negative spiral. Mm-hmm. When you're able to, instead of look at those situations of like, okay, I don't have any of these things, you start to shift into like being inspired by that.
Yeah.
And seeing what's possible instead.
Right.
So I know for me, like a personal example for me is like, there was like, so back, this is even before I quit my business. There was this girl that I knew that had a really successful online business and she was like younger than me. And like, she was doing all the things I wanted to do. And like all the things I dreamed about while I was like stuck in my chair, like at my desk on the computer doing my boring day job. And I always felt very jealous and very like critical, like kind of what you were saying, where I would be like, oh, well, she's not even that good. And she's not even doing this that good. And like this, I just had to like bring her down because she had everything I wanted and I wanted it so bad, but I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember where I read this or where I learned this, but it was like that shift of like, this is what's possible. Yeah. Don't look at this as what you don't have, look at it as like what's possible and even more, whatever you want. Like you need to use it as that like inspiration instead of that comparison in a negative way. And so that to me was like, when I started genuinely like, cause I like almost got to the point where I was like, I need to block this person on social media so that I don't see their stuff because every post they have was like making me feel so triggered and so negative. And like I said, it's just this really negative downward spiral. It feels like shit and does not get you anywhere. Like we all know here, like what you focus on, you attract more of. So I was not attracting the vibe and the energy that I wanted. Yeah. But I remember getting to a point where I was seeing her stuff and then seeing other people's stuff that were doing the same thing and achieving the same things. And I just remember in my like heart and soul, like, oh my gosh, I can do this in my business too.
Yeah.
And like when I started feeling that way, like everything shifted. And that was such a sign to me that the work is working.
Totally. This one makes me think of a recent reel, I think it was a reel that I did on jealousy. So when this 100%, I've dealt with the same thing being in the coaching industry, looking at other coaches' business, like at the beginning, it made me feel like less than. It made me feel like, I don't know if I can ever do this. A lot of jealousy. Now it's more so I intentionally watch the stories of my coaches, my mentors, to see what they're doing, because I'm like, yep, this is possible for me too. Mm-hmm. And there are still moments where I notice jealousy arise. And how you know the work is working is when you can transmute that instantly. So a few weeks ago now, this is what the reel was on. I was on Instagram and I saw one of my peers and also one of my good friends post about how she had grown super quickly on TikTok. She had just started posting TikToks like a couple weeks prior, and she gained like 10K followers. And she was talking about how not only was she taking off on TikTok, but her Instagram page was also taking off. And she had all these followers and all these views and all these things. And therefore she got like 300 people to join one of her amazing masterclasses. And I felt jealousy right when I looked at it. And very quickly, because old me would have stayed stuck in jealousy, but very quickly I was able to transmute that, take it and turn it into what we're talking about. Like, oh, I'm feeling sensations of jealousy. Where is this coming from? This is coming from a part of me that thinks that I can't have it. Okay. This is like the inner dialogue. Okay. Part of me that thinks I can't have it. Why do you think you can't have it? Well, because you're not good enough. Why aren't you good enough? Where's their proof of that? Well, there's not. And then I got to have a little inner child conversation. Hey, babe, you're good enough. You want to do this? Instead of being jealous about this, let this light you up. Let these sensations that you're calling jealousy actually be sensations of feeling lit up, because this is something you want to do. Your job here is to show up every day and look for things that you desire. So if this is activating something in your system, instead of calling it jealousy, let's call it being lit up. You're lit up by what you're seeing here. Start posting on TikTok. Start posting more reels. Start creating more reels. You are fully capable of this too. So within a period of like 2 minutes, I was able to transmute the jealousy into these feelings of, this actually gets to just be a sign that this is also a part of your path. So start showing up there. And that's how I know the work is working.
Yeah. This is the same as triggers. Actually, I meant to say this when we were talking about those before, that's like another shift that you can have, is when you see that jealousy creep up, or that comparison creep up, or you see a trigger, you get triggered by a situation or a person or comment or whatever, is using those as that opportunity for growth. Like, I'm trying to remember what it was, but I was triggered by something the other day. And I remember like in the moment being like, this feels so shitty in my body, but now is an opportunity for me to dig deeper. Yeah. And the fact that my mind went there instead of just letting it spiral is that same sign. So like, you guys, these are opportunities. And when you start using them, that's when you like, again, that's the work. That's part of the work, is using them and dissecting them and digging deeper into yourself when they arise, because they still will continue to arise.
Yeah.
And like you said, the wounding happens in layers. So it might be a different situation. It might feel a little different, but it's still that opportunity for you to dig deep and go deep and use these as opportunities for growth.
Totally. So our last one is really tied in with the two we've been talking about. And we actually could probably categorize every example under this, but it just kind of is a bigger umbrella for more situations. It's when you show up differently to a situation than you would have before. So we've given you examples of this, but I also want to share an example from one of my clients. So she was in my Awaken container as well. And we were chatting, or it was like a Q&A or something. And she had posted about how she was falling off track a little bit. That's what she had. I think that's how she had worded it. She was like, I'm falling off track. I think she was binge eating. She's like, I binge ate a couple of times. I haven't like felt as motivated to move my body. And so that was like what her question was around. But then she said something in the thing that I pulled out first. And she was like, you know, I'm showing up with compassion this time. I'm trying to be compassionate with myself and be nice to myself and be understanding, where in the past I wouldn't have been like that. But my question is X, Y, Z. So the first thing I said when I answered that question and gave her the advice was, I just want to shine light on the fact that you just told me that you're having compassion for yourself when an old version of you would have beat yourself up. And I've talked about this on the show and I've talked about this on my Instagram a lot, especially when it comes to binge and emotional eating or binge and emotional drinking or binging Netflix. The biggest, like that journey of healing that takes a while. My awaken container was like a month. She's new to this work, this deeper work. So having compassion for yourself when you do things that aren't in alignment with your highest self, that is the number one step to take when it comes to healing your relationship with it. So I shine light on that. I'm like, dude, you've been in this container. I mean, she wasn't even all caught up with the modules. I don't think there ended up being like 13 or 14 modules and she wasn't even all the way through them yet. She's already having more compassion for herself, which is a sign that she is well on her way to overcoming binge eating and, you know, overcoming all of the destructive habits she has that she doesn't desire anymore. So when you show up differently to something than you would have in the past, that is a huge sign that the work is working. Now you might not be fully healed, but it's a sign that the work is working. And I don't believe in fully healed. I believe in a journey of evolution and growth over an entire lifetime. If you're here for it, you're here for it. There's never going to be a point in time where you're like, I'm healed. I'm exactly where I want to be. We are here to have gratitude for where we are, to take these baby steps to change our lives and have bigger dreams and desires that we're going toward. Because if we're not growing and evolving, what are we doing? Like that's when life gets a little stagnant and not super fun. So when you show up differently in any way than you would have before, it is a great indication that what you're doing is working, or who you're being, I guess I should say, is working.
No, I love that so much. And so what kind of comes to mind for me, and I wanted to share this, is like, for me, I know something like a little mental practice that's helped me show up differently is like giving myself that permission slip. So I kind of touched on this in the beginning, and like right now, what I'm kind of working on showing up differently for in my life is that pressure I put on myself to always be doing more, achieving more, working hard, grinding all the time, like hustling. That's like ingrained in me. That's something that I'm constantly trying to like work through. Mm-hmm. And when I was able to give myself that permission slip to do less, that was my monthly intention for June and going into July too, to simplify, I was able to show up differently in my life situations. I was able to look at my to-do list with a new lens. And so maybe that's a question you guys ask yourself, like, what permission slip do I want to give myself? Like, where am I feeling called? Like, where am I feeling pulled? So again, to my example, like I was feeling overwhelmed. I was feeling overworked. I was feeling burned out. I knew I needed to do less and take a big step back. So I needed to like give myself that permission to do it. And when I did, like, you guys, literally, it's funny because I just had a work meeting with my team yesterday and we were like, they were like, Mary, how did you do so much in June? I'm like, you guys, it's crazy because I swear I did less, but I did more.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. And that's like energy work for you guys. Like it doesn't make sense, but it's my reality. And it felt so much better. In my heart and soul. So that, I don't know if that works, if that resonates with you guys, if not, but that's something that like, is there a permission slip that you need to give yourself? And don't look for it outside yourself. Like, what can you give yourself to show up differently in a situation?
Yeah. I also want to talk about, because I think that where we're at in our lives is so perfect for our listeners because we're in very different places. And so having both of our perspectives is so good because I know that half of you are going to resonate 100% with what Mary says. And half of you are going to resonate with the fact that you also can give yourself a permission slip to do the opposite. So for me, it's more so giving myself permission to launch multiple courses at once because I have so much passion right now in my system, so much fiery energy for getting my messages out to the world, for leading and scaling my business and growing and reaching more people. And I've had to give myself a lot of permission slips lately to do that. Because there's also this, there's like this fearful part of me that wants to stay small, that wants to stay comfortable, that wants to just kind of coast. So you might need to give yourself permission slip on the opposite end of that to actually take on more, to trust yourself to take on more, to trust yourself to scale, to trust yourself to launch the business, to trust yourself to start going on dates, especially if you're an introvert. The introvert conversation has come up so much lately because innately I'm an introvert. I try not to identify with it, but it is there. It is present. I'm working with it. And if you identify as an introvert, you might have to give yourself permission to go on some dates, to get on some dating apps, to go be social, if that's what you're feeling the call to do. So permission slips are really, yeah, they're powerful. They're super, super powerful. Giving yourself permission to do whatever is on your heart, because that will help you show up differently just in itself. Like just simply giving, all right, I have the permission to launch another course right now, even though I just got done closing one. Me giving myself permission changes everything. Mm-hmm. It changes the way that I show up in my day to day. So I love that you brought that tip, because yeah, permission slips are a great way to show up differently, more in alignment with your highest self.
Exactly. And I think I'm really glad that you brought up like the opposite example of that, because yeah, it's like not a one size fits all. Like that's mm-hmm. where you need to do that soul searching. You need to like listen to that inner voice, listen to mm-hmm. your soul. Like, what do you need in the moment?
Exactly.
And these are two really good examples of like opposite permission slips that work yeah. for both of us. Like great. The one works for me, the one works for Sarah, because we are in two totally different places right now. Ah, love it.
So good.
I think that we definitely need to do a part two, because I feel like there yeah. are a lot more things that we mm-hmm. can talk about and share. Yeah. But we will save that for another day.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening, for tuning in, for being part of our Pretty Vibe tribe. We are so incredibly grateful for you. And we love to see how all of us together can inspire each other to new levels, to reach new things, and to like live our most aligned lives. So, yeah.
So while we're talking about the podcast and vibey stuff, I want to throw out there, I'm also, as of now, when this drops, I'm doing a live series on my Instagram, and I'm doing 3 giveaways, and all of them include a vibey tee.
Oh, I saw Mary, that.
Remember we have a merch line?
Oh my gosh. And you want to know what's funny is I've been wearing my vibey stuff like all so the time lately.
Same.
Oh my
God. And then the other day I went home to visit one. Well, wait, no, I wasn't there to visit her, but I stopped at one of my friend's house, who's also a huge listener. And so is her daughter. And her daughter's like 11, 10 or 11 now. And I walk into their house and they didn't know I was coming. I just went to pick something up. And her daughter is wearing one of our vibey crews, and it's like oversized, looks so good on her. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we have a merch line. And lately I've been wearing my tee, because we did tees last summer for like yes. the summer weather. And I'm obsessed with my tee. So I am giving 3 away in the giveaway, but also we have a merch line. So if you're in need of some oversized crews or tees,
there's hats. I've been wearing my baseball hat a lot because it's been so sunny.
It's
oh my gosh.
I feel so vibey every time I wear them. I'm not kidding. There's like an energy to that merch line.
I'm obsessed. Oh my gosh.
So it's there for you. Yes. Link in the little show notes if you.
Yes, I'll for sure link it in the show notes and check out Sarah's lives. I love that you're doing that. What a good, sorry, not to like keep going on little tangents now at the very end, but I have like one of the things that I was like thinking about including as one of my intentions is like connection, mm-hmm. because I'm like craving like deeper connections with my audience, with my students, with my people. And like, mm-hmm. I feel like with Instagram's algorithms kind of across the board, I feel like I've got like a few people that are like in my DMs and like, I can see them and celebrate them and whatnot. And like, and lots of really good interactions and like comments on the posts and stuff. But I don't know, I've been craving some depth, and I really love that you've been doing like the lives, and I don't know, I'm kind of like starting to feel a little draw to that too.
Ooh.
I know.
Well, if you ever want to be a guest star on my lives,
I will. We'll do like a little morning coffee. Ava can be there until she gets too loud, and then we can tune out.
Ava can absolutely be there. I love it. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.